thought you've got to try and prepare yourself before you can even speak now. I want us to just read a few verses from Proverbs 1. And this is the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction and prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance for understanding proverbs and parables and sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And also verses 28 to the end says, then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, since they would not accept my advice and spurn my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear and harm. It's that last verse. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and will be at ease without fear or harm. You know, this morning I would like us to think about just a couple of points of how we listen to God, should we say. First, it's how he, or how God, communicates to his people. In the past, God has communicated to his people in many different ways. For example, it says in Genesis 12, God spoke to Abram. The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. You know, we don't know how God spoke to Abraham. He may have spoken to him in an audible voice, such as when Jesus spoke to Saul on that road to Damascus. The Bible says Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? You know, there's many ways God speaks to us, isn't it? God also spoke through his prophets, it says. For example, in Jonah 1, God told Jonah to go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because of its wickedness. Also in Hosea 1, we read that the Lord began to speak through Hosea, who was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel. There's another way that God also speaks to us. And God spoke through the angels. In Luke 1, it says, we read that God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth to tell Mary that she was going to give birth to a son, and that she was to name him Jesus. So God has used many different methods over the past many years to communicate with his people. You know, and he's still doing it right now. Right now. But how does God communicate to us today? I don't know about you, but God hasn't spoken to me directly. He hasn't sent me a prophet. I don't know what our brother over there is doing, but he has not sent me a prophet yet, brother. And I've certainly not spoken to an angel yet. So how does the Lord communicate with us today? Well, there are a couple, there are many other ways that he does it. And one is through his word. You know, we have his word here. You know, and it's so precious. But people will just not take hold of it. You know, the Bible is a primary way, the way God communicates to us today. Because the Bible is a complete revelation of his life to us and to God's people. The Bible is God's instruction book for mankind today. and people will just not take hold of it. People will just not grasp it. And you know, it must hurt. It must hurt the Lord when he looks down on us. Joshua 1:7 says, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses give you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." What did it say there? "But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm." That is the word of God, you know. That is the word of God. So just as the book of the law was talking to Joshua and giving him guidance and instruction, it was his godly book at that time, so the Bible is very much the same today. And we have to do the same as what Joshua did. We have to meditate, and we have to do it day and night, as it tells us, and do what is written inside of it. This is the book of our living today. This is what we can live by today. This is what will save us today. You know, some people may ask, how does God communicate to us through his word? It's so simple. Firstly, when we are reading his scriptures, he's communicating to us from each verse that we speak. And because he's talking to us through human writers, we can understand it a lot better than what we would do. He is communicating to us also through the Holy Spirit. You know, we have times, and something happened to me on Thursday at work. I come in on the moor, I drove in on the moor, and I got there about 10 to 6, and one of the jobs I usually do is open the diesel tanks up for the engines on the morning and make sure that there's plenty of diesel and all that in the tanks. And I went outside and I kicked something, and you know, I didn't take much notice of it. I thought it was a stone at first, but when I heard a clink, I knew it was a bit of metal. So anyway, I thought, well, I'll go and open the tanks anyway. So I went and opened the tanks and I come back. And I thought, something was preying on my mind. And I walked towards it and I picked it up. And it was a lock nut off a wheel of a vehicle. So I thought, I'll pick it up and I'll speak to the lads when they come out and ask if to check the wheels. And Smith was keep niggling on us, and I goes, "Have you checked yours?" And I went outside, and lo and behold, it was mine. Oh. Now, so easy, and I don't know how it's come off or why, you know, but like I put it back on and things like that. But Smith was telling me to do something. And praise God, I listen to it, you know, and it's just different ways that something connects us. That spirit inside us just moves us to thinking and rethinking again. You know, when God talks to us, he uses so many different ways, doesn't he? Secondly, God communicates to us through the scriptures when we search for specific answers. Several months ago, I had a bit of a turmoil, and a bit of a chew on with myself, and it was plaguing us, this thing. And I needed help, so, you know, I looked up a topic on worrying. And I read several scriptures, but I came across Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7. And it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And it was through this passage that the Lord communicated to me through his word that I needed to stop worrying and start reading. And not just reading, but praying also. Also, the Lord communicates to us at times through the Holy Spirit, doesn't he? You know, many times when you're sitting, something just comes into you, or you can feel that presence with you. You know, when we sin, we are blessed with an emotion called guilt. And people will say, well, why are you telling me that you were blessed with an emotion called guilt? You know, when we talk about guilt, people think it's sometimes it's a bad thing. But we're blessed because the Holy Spirit is letting us know that we've done something wrong in order for us to be corrected. You know, God talks to us not just to help us through the way we live, but we need correction as well. You know, we are never perfect, and we never will be, but God needs to correct us at times, and he does it through the Holy Spirit, and that is why we talk about guilt. John 16 verse 8 says, when he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. So when we experience the guilt, we can feel the Holy Spirit is communicating to us through these emotions that we feel at that time. It's called conviction. Conviction. And we have to understand that it's for our benefit. Also, the Holy Spirit communicates with us in teaching and guiding us in the Bible. John 16 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. Also in John 14 verse 26 it tells us, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Have you ever asked God to provide you with the scripture? Then all of a sudden, the perfect scripture pops into your head. I know at times, you know, you think, well, it's been lingering there, but it's not. God is dropping things into your mind and into your hearts. And he's telling you, just listen, just listen. We can call that communication. You know, all those that have ministered in the past, sometimes it's hard to get a word put together. And then suddenly something drops into your mind. And I can look at Sandra and know, because Sandra's told me before, she says, I just can't get a word. I can't get the word to go. And something just drops into your mind, doesn't it? And then it just flows. You know, the Holy Spirit just flows. And that word just grows and grows and grows. God is communicating to you at that time for you to communicate to others. Also, the Holy Spirit communicates with us by compelling or urging us to do something. Paul in Acts 20, 22 and 23 says, and now compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city in the Holy Spirit, Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. Paul knew. He knew what he was going into. The Spirit was telling him. He knew. You know, over the past years, the Holy Spirit has urged me to do many things that I probably would never have done unless he had given me a nudge. You know, standing here this morning, someone had said nearly 30 years ago that I would preach the Word of God, I would have thought they were mad. I would never have thought I would be standing here this morning preaching the Word of God. You know, so all in all, God communicates to us in several different ways today. And his primary ways of communication are through his Word and through the Holy Spirit. So that is how God communicates to us today. But what kind of listener are we? What kind of, how do we listen to God? So since God still communicates with us today, we need to be willing to listen to him also. But what kind of listener are we today? I think there's three kinds of listeners, should we say. There's the passive listener. These are the people who attend church, not on a regular basis. We see them, maybe is it a Christmas time, maybe is it a funeral, maybe is it a wedding or a christening. These are the what we would call passive people. They come, they listen, but sometimes it's not for them. And they probably never give a second thought to what God has been saying to them through the ministers at damn times that they've attended church. So what will happen to these type of people? Well, in 2 Thessalonians it says, he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what is that punishment? Well, it's an eternity in hell. Verse 9 of 2 Thessalonians 1 says, they will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out the presence of God. These are the people who are just passively moving forward and moving alongside. Then there's the next one. The next one is a selective listener. The selective listener listens to only what he wants to hear. And there I say it, Carol always says to me, you've got selective hearing, you. And in other words, I only hear what I want to hear. So some people believe that all you have to do to be saved is to believe in Jesus Christ as well. However, some of them refuse to believe in what is important. They think they listen to only what they want to hear, not what they should hear. And as Christians, we cannot pick and choose what we like and do not like in the scriptures. We must obey all of God's teachings. 2 John 9 says, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. And lastly, there's the aggressive listener. The aggressive listener comes to hear diligently what God has to say. The aggressive listener comes to church or to the Bible studies, to all the meetings with their ears wide open. And they want to hear. They want to hear, regardless of what God has to say. They want to know if what they are doing in their lives is right or wrong. And if it's wrong, they're the type of people who will always change. It says in Acts 17, now the Bereans were more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. You know, these were the people who wanted to be in with God. They wanted to know what was happening. You know, the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 11, says that if we listen and obey God, we will be blessed. On the other hand, if we do not listen to God, we will be cursed. We need to find that blessing this morning, don't we? You know, God communicates to us in, like I say, so many different ways. He primarily speaks to us through his word, and at times he communicates to his spirit. So, have we been listening to God lately? Or have we been listening to too much news, as they call it, on the TV? If you haven't, you ought to be. God may be trying to tell us something today. He might be telling us something this morning. I hope and pray that every day we strive to listen and follow God. You know, if we listen to it and obey God's word, we will receive what he has for us. And what's that? It's life in eternity with God. So what do we have to do? We have to listen this morning. We have to listen. Amen.